I'll record it anyway.
Work session for Thursday and then that's on the 18th.
All right, what's first on the agenda?
Who's the welcome call to order? You're done. Okay. Okay, so I have before you the proposed code amendments, Title 4240, which is the Columbia River Gorge. And amendments haven't come before the county since about 2011, so I just wanted to give you a brief overview of the county's involvement in the gorge so you can see what's coming up.
That's a beautiful picture. Do we own that picture?
We do not. So the National Scenic Area was created by Congress in 1986 and includes parts of three Washington counties and three Oregon counties. There's a management plan which treats the bi-state six-county area as one region. And the Columbia River Gorge Commission manages the non-federal lands in the gorge, while the Forest Service manages the federal lands. The six counties implement the gorge management plan through their land use ordinances, which in our case is our Title 4240. And the scenic area extends 83 miles on both sides of the river and covers 292,000 acres. And Clark County has about 7,800 acres inside the boundaries of the scenic area. And this is about 3% of the land, just east of Washougal, 3% of our county land. And the first management plan for the scenic area was adopted in 91, and the Gorge Commission must revise it every 10 years. And the first update was in 2004, and they're in the middle of their next update, which will conclude in 2020. And the commission may also amend their management plan in between major revisions, and that's what you have before you today in your packets. These amendments are in response to a Oregon Court of Appeals decision in February 2016. And all six gorge counties now have to amend their development codes to be consistent with the revised management plan. So the National Scenic Area Act prohibits uses that adversely affect scenic, cultural, natural, and recreation resources. And the first code change that's being proposed is that the cultural resource surveys have to be conducted if any element of any land use application requires a survey. There's also a new provision that states that a cultural survey may be required even if a proposed use falls within an exemption. So the Gorge Commission can use a professional judgment to determine that a cultural resource survey is required even if it's on the list of exemptions. And the second code change pertains to natural resources and requires review of the cumulative effects of development applications. Cumulative effects require an analysis of potential impacts to scenic and natural resources. So when a proposed development is under review, a study area is selected, like a small wooden enclave or an entire rural residential area or a key viewing area. And then analysis is done of that survey area to determine whether the proposed development would or would not generate a cumulative impact to the scenic and natural resources. And these code changes are just codifying existing practices. In some cases, it's just a word or a phrase being added. It's not changing the way that we do development review. So the next step is that this will come before you in a hearing on the 18th, and then it will go to the council work session February 14th, and then a council hearing on March 13th with the adoption ordinance.
So in the document itself, you have double-lined the new wording.
Correct.
And we're doing this to stay in compliance.
With the management plan, correct.
Okay. So how much latitude is there for modification?
You can become more stringent, but you can't become less. These were given to us by the Gorge Commission.
That's what I'm trying to make sure everybody's aware of.
Yes.
So we have the opportunity to get more stringent.
Yes.
So I want you guys to think about that. That's a possibility for us.
And if I may add, Sharon, I thank you. Sharon, I've done a good job with this. And attending the meetings in White Summit. After the council adopts, I think we have to send it back to the Gorge Commission for their own review and approval for consistency. And I believe Skamania County, is there another county, Montana County?
All six counties are going through this.
Moving forward with this amendment and provision. So your recommendation and the action of the council will go back to the Gorge Commission for the approval to make sure that we are consistent. So if you want to be more restrictive, your call, but I think what we've done appears to be consistent with the agreement for the delegate. That's all I would add.
Gorge Commission is restrictive for
you. I've just got a couple of questions. Section 4240880s. Section 4240880, special management areas, natural resource review criteria. I notice in there cumulative effect analysis is not required, yet they've required it everywhere else, and I'm just wondering what drove them.
So the special management areas are under the U.S. Forest Service?
So it's U.S. Forest Service control, okay. And then it gets back to the other parties that are going through this review process. Have any of those completed and submitted their recommendations back to the Gorge Commission? Multnomah County or any of those others?
Oh, they're in the process. We're all in the process.
So you're all in the process. No one's the first one through. No. Okay. That's all.
Any other questions?
No.
Does anybody look at these changes as to how it may impact fighting the forest fires?
This came before, so I don't think there was cognizance.
Because
of
that's probably exempt activity, but yeah. These changes doesn't allow exemption of land. How do you fight the forest fire? Yeah, I mean, if you drive trucks across streams,
probably falls under the category of ask for forgiveness after the conference.
That doesn't mean they wouldn't be pumping it out of small streams in the future, though.
People with private property would have been put in the novels by this commission.
Yeah.
In the past, we have. But apparently, I think the Federal Government and the Forest Service would claim all sorts of exemptions.
But if they declare a state of emergency, doesn't the state of emergency override many, many pieces of legislation in order for an agency to take the necessary action to protect life and property? That's what I would normally expect. If someone declared a state of disaster, that legislation that enables that to happen would enable things to be gazumped.
No other questions? Or? Okay.
Yep. Good.
So this is the only agenda item we're going to have? Yes. The hearing?
Yes.
Yep.
I don't have anything else coming before you. The beginning of the new year, that's the only item coming before you. It's first month of the year.
Are we on a tight time frame for passing this?
We have to get this by April.
Yeah.
So we're going to the board with the adopting ordinance in March.
So you're saying push it to...
I'm just wondering whether it's reasonable to hold the hearing this for just one item in the opinion of the commission. I mean, could we tack it on to some other hearing item? I'm not opposed to doing it, but it seems pretty cut and dry. We don't really have a lot of
options.
I have to look at the docket to see what are the items we have on the docket.
Nothing in February, yeah. March.
So
possibly the marijuana ordinance.
Yeah, we don't know when that we are going to the council on a work session on the for them to consider or reconsider the moratorium on marijuana. I'm not sure how soon that will. That will make a decision or give us direction to put it on your
plate. Can we look into that just to see? Because if we're just coming for this, it would just be pretty quick and spent dry.
I will, if you really ask me my opinion, I agree.
That's what we're doing is asking you.
Yeah.
I will say, yeah, it's going to be less than 10 minutes hearing. We have no, I would like to get this one off my plate.
Okay.
Yeah, I would like to. I don't know how soon the board will make a decision on the marijuana, so it could be, it could take long, but I would like to get it off my plate. Please, yeah, if you don't mind, I would like to just take it off.
Sorry.
Yeah. I hear you. It's going to be short and sweet. We have no real objection. And very rare do we see development or application in the gorge. So the sooner I get this off and send it out to the gorge, the better.
So January 18th.
Yeah.
The DOJ may change their marijuana initiative.
That's why we have a conversation with the council. So we'll see what they would like to do. I don't know yet.
Our Attorney General, getting ready to sue the government.
I don't think the
Yeah, the authority.
It was under an Obama mandate.
Okay.